USA News, I'm Julio Flores. Former Vice President Pence is vowing to fight a subpoena to testify before a grand jury investigating former President Trump's alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election. The Republican, who is weighing a run for president in 2024, called the subpoena unprecedented and unconstitutional. He said no vice president in American history has ever been summoned into court to testify but the president they served with. Pence wants to shield himself from the subpoena due to him acting as president of the Senate during the Capitol riot. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown is calling on Governor Mike DeWine to declare the train derailment in East Palestine a disaster. In a letter to the governor, Brown says he remains concerned about the hazardous materials in the air and the long-term health impacts this will have on residents. Brown added, "It's a man-made disaster that will impact the city and its neighbors for years. Declaring the situation as a disaster will allow for full federal funding in cleanup efforts." Evidence in Dominion's voting systems lawsuit against Fox News revealed that Fox chairman Rupert Murdoch and Fox News hosts said they didn't believe former President Donald Trump's false claims of election fraud. In court papers filed Thursday, text messages, emails, and testimony from depositions show that Fox executives and TV personalities, including Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura Ingraham. President Biden spoke at the White House Thursday after being pressured by both Democrats and Republicans in Congress.
"We are going to keep our allies and the Congress contemporaneously informed of all we know and all we learn."
Biden said the three other unmanned aerial objects he ordered to be shot down by the military were most likely tied to private companies, recreation, or research institutions, and were not connected to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down on February 4th.
"So I make no apologies for taking down that balloon."
In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki is stepping down. She said on Thursday she'll continue working with YouTube teams, coaching members, and meeting with creators. She'll also take on an advisory role across Google and Alphabet. The 54-year-old Wojcicki joined YouTube as CEO in 2014. Chief Product Officer Neil Mohan will become Senior Vice President and the new head of YouTube. So local artists are finding a unique way to protest Florida's education policies. A St. Petersburg theater company called American Stage is opening a library that will house banned books. Organizers hope to have copies of every book that's not allowed in Pinellas County schools. The books will be free and donations will be accepted. The grand opening is Saturday. Marketing Director Avery Anderson tells News Channel 8, "A threat to any form of storytelling is a threat to all storytelling." The death toll from last week's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria are now more than 43,000. Officials say three more people, including two minors, were pulled alive from the rubble on Thursday, roughly 10 days after the disaster. Rescue efforts have been hampered by near-freezing winter temperatures across the region. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit Turkey on Sunday to see firsthand U.S. efforts to assist the Turkish authorities responding to the devastation. The Pentagon will allow service members up to 3 weeks of leave to travel for abortion and other non-covered reproductive health care. That was included in the slate of new policies the Defense Department announced on Thursday. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.